This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. It is a fight that has been overlooked by the history books, but this coming Sunday, the North Carolina Opera pays tribute to this epic encounter. I'm talking, of course, about the battle between Hercules and the vampires. The North Carolina Opera is putting together a program that features live singers performing an operatic score to accompany the cult classic film Hercules in the Haunted World. The performance is Sunday at 3 at Maimandy Concert Hall in Raleigh. Patrick Morganelli is the composer of Hercules versus Vampires, and he joins me in the studio. Patrick, welcome. Good to have you on The State of Things.
Yeah, thank you, Frank.
Also with us is Vanessa Becerra. She's a soprano opera singer who's performing the role of Medea.
Yes, sir.
Nice
Good
to see you.
Hello.
Scott McCloud is a baritone opera singer taking the role of Hercules. Scott is also the chorus master for the North Carolina Opera and the director of vocal studies at High Point University. Welcome. Good to have you
Thanks
here
very
with
much.
Us. So let's talk with you, Patrick, first about coming to write an opera score for this film.
Well, you know, Frank, it was completely unexpected, to tell you the truth. First, let me make it clear that this was a commissioned work. I didn't actually have the idea to do it. I wish I could claim that I had thought of this, and this was completely original from myself, but that isn't actually true. It was commissioned by a small and very adventurous opera company in Portland called Opera Theater Oregon. And the way that I came to the project is a friend of mine who is a real film enthusiast, and in particular loves the films of Italian director Mario Bava. He mentioned to me that, hey, there's this opera company in Portland that wants to take a Mario Bava film and commission a composer to write an opera to synchronize with it. And I said, well, which film is it? And he said, Hercules in the Haunted World. And you know, I was familiar with the film. I thought, well, that does sound operatic to me. And of course, I had been doing film scores for a while. So I thought, well, you know, how hard can this be? I was very wrong.
Imagine.
Very wrong.
To talk a little bit about this film, 1961, it's a cult classic. The plot is wacky, but actually it's kind of pretty. I mean, visually,
sure.
We're not talking about Roger Corman, Ed Wood here.
Yes.
This is actually a craftily put together film. The plot is a little hard to follow.
Well, you know, about the plot, I'm glad you brought that up. One thing that was interesting to me is when I first started in the project and looking at the film, my general assumption was that the mythology in the picture was completely made up, you know, because it is kind of, you know, vivid, I guess you could say. I just assumed that there was no, that you couldn't go to Bullfinch's mythology and open it up to the page that says, oh, this is Hercules against the vampires, and it would have that story. But then I did some reading and found out that there is some basis in actual mythology, at least for the characters. So that was a little surprising to me, but encouraging.
But, the film is basically, it's his eye candy. We've got this, you know, this fantastic bodybuilder and lots of gorgeous women running around being rescued and and stuff. And then vampires.
You know. But, you know, the regarding the look of the film, Frank, that's also a good point. One of the reasons why so many film people love the work of Mario Bava and the fact that Mario Bava's star is rising as a filmmaker, even though he's been dead for many years, is that before he became a director, he was a cinematographer. So he had a very, very finely tuned sense of light and shadow and lighting and how to construct a scene, how to frame it. And that's one of the reasons why Hercules in the Haunted World, the source film for the opera, is so beautiful to look at.
It really is gorgeous. And Patrick, you play Hercules, a sort of buff guy in a loincloth, more or less. You are a handsome man.
I appreciate that.
But not exactly the body type.
I'm a little slighter than your typical Hercules. Yeah, I'm glad that they get to look at the Hercules on the film, and they don't need to look at me.
Well, and this is the point. So what we're going to see is this is the film with the sound turned down, and you are the sound, right?
That's right.
You're the soundtrack for this thing. So tell us about preparing for a film like this, for a role like this.
Yeah, sure. Well, my wife told me that I needed to go to the gym every day, and I didn't follow through with that, unfortunately.
You'll be in the dark, though, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. No, you know, it's unusual music in a really, really lovely way. We definitely need to take different techniques, different sort of vocal concepts, and bring different colors to the roles. It's a great piece. And, you know, I'll say about Patrick, we've got a real tradition in opera of both celebrating the art form and also sort of having a little fun at its expense. And I think that he's done a great job of doing both in this. It's a little bit like the old operetta composers, Gilbert and Sullivan, Offenbach, Strauss. They all sort of had this sort of tongue-in-cheek, and I think that he really is, you know, maybe the modern day Sir Arthur Sullivan in that regard.
Well, how did you approach that though? Because again, there are some elements of this film. The cinematography is kind of pretty there, and certainly the director took it seriously.
Yes.
What's your approach when you come? I mean, are you going completely camp with this, or how do you?
Yeah. No, actually not. You know, my feeling about it was that I wanted to approach the writing of the score with what I believe to have been the spirit that Mario Bava brought to the making of the film, in that I think that he was trying to, you know, within his very limited budget resources, he was trying to make an adventure story that also had, you know, some romance in it and had a little humor in it, but was really about epic struggle, you know, and things like that. And so my feeling was I should honor what Mario Bava did in his film by bringing that same spirit to it. So largely the score is written in a serious and straightforward fashion. However, there are things in the opera, in the film, that the audience will absolutely find humorous. And that's a good thing.
Yeah,
some of them were intended to be humorous, some of them not.
But
you know, that's fine, you know, and people should look upon this as entertainment.
Vanessa Becerra, tell us about preparing for a role like this, because it isn't traditional opera. How is it staged? Are you making eye contact? Are you always looking at the audience? And how do you prepare for the role, in your case, of Medea?
Yeah, Medea, she's a complex lady. She's I'm calling her the queen of the night of this opera. She has a lot of fireworks, and she gets angry, and she's asking Hercules, well, listen to me.
She's a nasty woman.
She is, rightfully so. proud to portray a nasty woman like this. But I'm actually on quadruple duty. I have four characters I'm singing, so that actually really was fun to get to find different colors, different ways to be each different character. So Medea is my primary character, and I have a lot of fun singing that. But then there's also a chained woman, there's Zarathustra, and everybody has their own flavor.
Well, I wonder if we could get a sample right now, and for this we'll bring in a piano accompanist, Danielle de Swert-Hahn, who joins us on the piano, and I wonder if you would do a piece for us now and maybe set it up for us, let us know what we're about to hear.
You bet. Patrick, would you set that up?
I would be more than happy to. The first one, these are the two, we're going to do the two duets between Hercules and Medea. The first one, the title is Guidance Hercules, where Hercules has come to her to ask her, how do I lift the curse from Princess Dianara? And she basically tells him, you can't do it. And then he insists. So she says, well, then you're going to have to go down into Hades, and you're going to have to do the thing, find the thing, and bring the thing back to the physical world, and then use the thing to lift the curse, you know. And then Hercules says, okay, I'll do that. So that's the first one.
Here we go.
Those are judgments from the gods above, but evil comes from man, so I must ask the gods for guidance.
Guidance, Hercules, no mighty hero, the powers of evil have sworn me silent, and I must not tell you.
I ask for love and the lives of my people.
The gods are with you, Hercules.
powerful Zeus, God of heaven. Father, I invoke you, and in return I yield my immortality to save Dianara. I invoke you, Zeus, let the seer speak and I obey. It must be so.
Seek the Hesperides inside their prison to find a living stone in Hades. Take the golden apple, find the stone, and there the woman lies as within.
Vanessa Becerra and Scott McLeod performing Guidance Hercules, an excerpt from Hercules versus Vampires, I should say. It's an opera performed to the 1961 cult classic film Hercules in the Haunted World. They were accompanied by Danielle Desuert-Hahn on piano. The North Carolina Opera performs Hercules versus Vampires Sunday at 3 o'clock at May Mundy Concert Hall in Raleigh. We're getting our preview right here. That was just delightful. But let me ask you this, Patrick Morganelli, who is the composer, what's going on the screen? How do you write music while the movie goes on? You're not matching their lips with this, right?
Well, I'm doing the best I can,
yeah.
Which, you know, you can only get just so close. But the thing that's unusual about these two scenes is that, you know, typically in a film, characters do not talk over each other. You know, one person will talk and then the other person will answer. So it becomes very difficult to do a true duet. The thing that's different about these scenes is that Medea is wearing a mask over her face.
Uh-huh.
So her mouth does not actually move, which allowed me to kind of cheat with this and say, well, you know, you can't see her mouth, so she could be doing anything. So that gave me the opportunity to create this. But yeah, you do have to go through and try and map out the actual mouth movements of the actors on the screen. And the technical challenge of that, to put that into perspective, in like film scoring terms.
Yeah.
Like say if you're going to do an action scene in a movie that might be 3 minutes long, for example, you might in a typical scene have three or four hit points where, okay, the music is going to have to really land on this spot. And then you build the music around that. In a three or four minute scene in Hercules where there was going to be singing, I might have had 40 or 50 hit points.
Wow. So, yeah. So Vanessa Becerra, let me ask you, the soprano in this, one of your roles is Medea. Obviously, I assume you're facing the audience.
Yes.
During this, so that you really have to count on the music to keep you in sync, right? You can't be looking at their lips, even if it's under a mask, right?
That is so true. Yeah, this is really, it's always important to follow the conductor, but that I do not envy anybody who has a click track in their ear the whole time trying to line up, because for it to be effective, once it's off, that's... It kind of ruins it for everybody. So luckily, we have an amazing conductor. Sean Galvin is awesome. It's going to be beautiful. But no, my eyes are right on him the whole time.
So let me ask you, and then I'm going to ask Scott in a second. Have you seen the movie?
I have.
Do you watch it like a lot of time? Do you try to get it in your head, or do you not?
Yes, it's very helpful to know what's happening on the screen because, you know, we're characters. Even though nobody's watching us, it's like doing a voiceover work. This is what I'm comparing it to. And anybody who's doing a voiceover, I want to know what's happening.
And who are you representing? How about you, Scott?
Yeah, there's this lovely sort of cognitive dissonance that's set up when we have sort of the schlockier parts of the film. We've got these sort of Star Trek special effects, and you've got this grand opera underneath. And so when you're hearing these sounds that sound so serious and important, and you're seeing this this man of stone come out and the vampires descend from Hades, you know, there's just a wonderful sort of cerebral give and take that we have.
But Patrick Morganelli, talk about this, because opera as it develops, particularly in Italy, was just this kind of thing. I mean,
yes.
You could say this film comes right out of opera. It was big, melodramatic stories writ large with lots of music. They weren't meant to be highbrow entertainment. They were middle-class entertainment.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true, Frank. You know, it's like over about the last 100 years or so, classical music in general, but opera in particular, has kind of moved into a region of great seriousness, you know. And of course, you can point to a lot of the great works of the repertoire that are deep, profound, serious works. But traditionally, opera is about entertainment. You know, it's about storytelling and things like that. And I think that there is a real place for that. You know, I mean, sometimes you want to go have a hearty meal, but sometimes you just want a slice of chocolate cake.
Does the audience get to participate in this? I'm not going to leave you too much time here, sadly. But there's a little audience participation, not exactly Rocky Horror Picture Show, though.
No, but we hope that they'll laugh at the funny parts.
Yeah,
they should.
Good.
The audience should not take themselves too seriously.
Perhaps they should enjoy this.
John Lennon.
They
come dressed up, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Don't throw things, but you may rattle your jewelry, as John Lennon exhorted the crowd at the Palladium. Thank you very much. I'm going to leave you about a minute to play us out, but I want to tell everybody that Patrick Morganelli is the composer behind the opera Hercules versus Vampires. Scott McLeod, baritone opera singer, performing the role of Hercules. He's also the chorus master for the North Carolina Opera and director of vocal studies at High Point University. Vanessa Becerra is a soprano opera singer who is performing the role Medea. We are heading toward the end of our program. Now we'll let you play us out, but I want you to tell you that Hercules versus Vampires is performing at the Maymandy Concert Hall, 3:00 on Sunday in Raleigh. You can visit our website, stateofthings.org, for more information. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Vanessa Becerra, Scott McLeod, accompanied by Daniel DeSwert-Hahn.